The Indiana High School Athletic Association continues to monitor the impact of COVID-19 around our state. Our primary focus has been and will continue to be the health and safety of our students and supporters attending our events. Given the recent and ongoing spread of the coronavirus and study of the available information surrounding this pandemic, the IHSA will conclude the boys basketball tournament series events as scheduled with only essential staff and immediate family in attendance. Immediate family shall be defined as parents, grandparents, and siblings of players, student staffers, coaches, and administrators. Members of the media shall only be admitted with established media credentials. In concert with the accepted definition of a large gathering, the IHSA will provide a maximum of 75 admissions to each participating school in the boys basketball tournament, exclusive of the 12 dress players. The maximum 75 admissions includes all coaches, support staffs, school administrators, and immediate family members of the players. Individuals who are at high risk for the disease as defined by the CDC are strongly encouraged to refrain from attendance. This includes older adults and people who have serious chronic medical conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and lung disease. Patrons who have purchased boys basketball regional tickets in advance from the 16 sites across the state may return those to the point of purchase for a refund. You must present your ticket to get a refund. Finally, the boys basketball state final tickets that have already been purchased by the public will be refunded by the IHSA. The association will make every attempt to stream and or broadcast each remaining game of the tournament prior to the state finals. Our traditional broadcast of the IHSA boys basketball state finals will be produced by the IHSA Champions Network and Fox Sports Indiana for our patrons to enjoy. At 2 p.m. today, our staff will conduct a teleconference with our participating schools and host sites to inform them of specific details surrounding the regional tournaments. In addition to what I've shared with you already, there are some additional considerations. The principal and athletic director shall screen eligible individuals from each participating school for entrance into the facility. The host site is encouraged to designate separate entrances for each school. There shall be no charge for the 75 admissions granted to each school. The host site should only have essential game personnel on site to work the contest. The association encourages social separation of fans throughout the facility, allowing those in attendance to spread out throughout the facility. There shall be no pre-game or post-game handshakes between teams and/or officials. There shall be no cheerleaders, pep bands, dance teams, or any other spirit groups at the contests. We're also in the midst of our state gymnastics finals. The state gymnastics finals at Ball State University will be conducted as scheduled. Due to the large number of participants, essential staff to ensure the safety of our gymnasts, and the personnel necessary to adjudicate the event, there will be no spectator admissions to the state gymnastics finals. Individuals that have purchased tickets to the state finals in gymnastics may receive their refund from the IHSA. The state gymnastics finals will be streamed on IHSATV.org. The association, we acknowledge that these are unprecedented measures, and we're sympathetic to our loyal fans that support education-based athletics in our state. We appreciate your understanding and support during these challenging times.